Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of The Purpose of a Gentleman. I am your host, Kevin Wilson. And I want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy life to listen to this podcast today. Over the recent weeks, I have talked about the purpose of life and what's your true purpose. Today, I'm going to go a little bit in depth with that, but I want to do it from a male perspective part about it. And please feel free to give me comments, share the broadcast, let people know about it, because I feel like this could be very, very helpful, not only to me but to others as well, and to everybody. This is what I'm here for. I'm here to spread the word and help people out in every which way possible. So I'm looking for this broadcast here to be an interesting. It's going to be an interesting one in so many ways. But, over the recent weeks, I've talked about, the seven principles of purpose. And it was really, really interesting to get some feedback on that, which I was very, very excited about. But today, I'm going to talk about, it's going to go really into depth and talking about the males, the guys, the fellas. You know, because I feel like, you know, we play a major, major role. And let me say this. This broadcast is going to be very interesting for a lot of people, because people have their own different perspective of this take and whatnot. So I would love to hear what you all have to say about it. But yes, the males have a very, very interesting role when it comes to work, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to finances, when it comes to leadership. Their role is very, very impactful, as you could say, because people look to the males for leadership, for guidance, and which is a good thing, which is definitely a good thing, and I do feel like that. You know, we do have a strong presence, you know, when it comes to our work environment, when it comes to our relationship, when it comes to our families, when it comes to our friends, when it comes to finances. We have a very, very strong influence. But the thing about it, though, is that the males that have having that strong influence, they have to understand that you just can't goof it off, you know. And this is where the purpose of a man comes in at, because a male has to know what his purpose is. And he has to understand that his role is very huge. I mean, when I say huge, it's huge. And this is not only from a world standpoint, but this is from a spiritual standpoint too, which we're going to get into. So, fellas, we have to realize that, hey, we are big influencers, whether or not we know it. You know, we influence, a lot of our relationships are influenced on our actions. So we definitely have to understand that, hey, we push the boundaries a whole lot. And if we don't know who we are as males or as an individual, then hey, we're going to screw, you know, things are not going to go the way we want. So we truly have to understand who we are as a person, as an individual, before we even start looking at anything of that nature and whatnot. Because if we don't know us, how can we help others at the end of the day? So what I'm going to do is we're going to take a quick little break. And when I get back, when I come back, I want to really, really dive into the spiritual aspect of the purpose of a man. Because I feel like if a man know his spiritual side, that can lay the foundation for him to become a very, very impactful person in his life, even not only in his life, but in the community, his family, friends, work, finances, all of that plays a part in a man's life if he know his purpose. So, I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. your host, Kevin Wilson, and this is the Purpose of a Gentleman podcast. And today we're talking about the purpose of a man. So, when I left off, so I was going to talk, we're going to dive into, like, what the purpose of a man really is, and trying to have him discover what his purpose is in life, because he holds the key to life. And like I said, we never really understood exactly what that meant. Never, you know, try to really, really dig into that. But if you sit back and you think about it, this is for my guys. You sit back and you think about it. You know, we have always been told that, hey, you get to provide for the family, you got to protect the family, you got to support the family, then you have to, which means you have to work, you have to make sure that everybody has everything they need, you have to make sure that, you know, if anything goes wrong, you have to take care of it. So that means you have to become a leader. And sometimes you're a leader not only in the home, but you're a leader in your work area, in your church, in your community. That could become a lot of pressure. That could become a lot of pressure for, you know, one individual. And the reason why I think that becomes a lot of pressure, because if a man has never been taught how to do those things, or if a man has never understood what it meant to be a man, then he's lost. He truly is. So if a man understands his purpose, his role, way before any of that even transpires, then that will make him being a leader in his house, in his community, in his church, on his job a whole lot easier, because he's more focused. You know, because I've seen, and I've experienced as well, that you could have a lot of stuff going good for you, and people adore you, and they are excited for you, but deep down inside, you just is lost and dazed and spaced out as anybody I ever seen, you know. And that comes from not knowing who you are. You know, we have been instilled so much of, you need to be the breadwinner, you need to be the provider, you need to be the supporter, the protector. But if you don't teach us how to do those things, if you don't show us how to find guidance and look at and how to manage those things, I'm just walking around just doing what other folks say. Because if I don't understand how to be those things, then guess what's going to happen? I'm just going to do that, and something's going to come up neglected. Either I'm going to work myself to death, and my family, my friends, my community, my church gonna come lacking. Or I put a lot of time in my relationship, in my work, my community, in my church is gonna go lacking. Or if I put a lot of time into my church, my relationship, my work, and community gonna lack, and so on and so forth. So we have to understand that a man has to know his purpose, plain and simple. Before, honestly, a man should know his purpose way before he gets into a relationship, before he even really starts pursuing a job, or career, however you want to say it, before he gets involved in his community, before he gets involved in his church. He should know his purpose, because his purpose is what steers him. And if you have a straight focus, and if you know your purpose and your vision, then that gives you the opportunity to map out your life. And your life might take you down. You might be working at for a financial company if you didn't have your purpose. But once you receive your purpose, you might you can own a financial company. You know, because it gives you more strong insight on who you are. So it comes down to understanding who you are as a man at the end of the day. And I say the reason why I say that is because the male is the foundation of the earth. He's the key to everything. God created the heavens and the earth, true. But he knew that he was going to put man to be dominion and rule over the earth. Because I'm not saying he's going to rule over man as ruling over humans. But ruling over the birds in the air, the fish in the sea, and all the creatures that walks on the earth, you know. Man was given that because God gave the instructions to Adam first. Adam then gave the instructions to Eve once God created her. So man has the key essence of everything. We are the foundation. And if we don't take care of the things that we need to take care of, we don't understand that, then the foundation is weak. We are, and the crazy thing about this is that we are the foundation when it comes to our household. Have you ever noticed how marriages just goes awry? I can contest to that, because being in a marriage is not an easy job by any means whatsoever if you don't have a purpose. Because you are we always talked about the male is the head of the household. Technically, he's not. The man is the foundation of the household, because the house stands upon, the house has a foundation. That foundation, it will keep the house in order. It keeps everything intact. So by the man being the foundation of the house, he keeps the family, he keeps the wife intact, keep things intact, he keeps the kids intact, he keeps his wife intact, he keeps the finances intact, he keeps everything in a solid, in a capacity where, okay, everything is laid out, everything is good. But if the male decides he wants to get married and everything without a purpose, he still is the foundation, but it's just going to be a weaker foundation. Now, can it get stronger as time goes on? Yes, it can. But why go through that when you can just have that from the jump start? You know, so that's the key thing to this, is that a male has to understand, we have to understand as males, is that we hold the key to a lot, a whole lot. We hold the key to that. We hold the key to keeping our marriage, our relationships in order. We hold the key to keeping our jobs in order, because we have to know and understand that, hey, this person is getting on my nerves. But at the end of the day, you're not focusing on that. You're focusing on, okay, I'm doing my job because I know what my purpose is. I know what my vision is, you know. And I look at it like this. Everybody should have a job until they can get they career going, you know, until they get they, you know, get to where they need to go. That just me personally. But while you there, work hard. Be the hardest working person there. Also, your community. You can become a really, really huge role model in your community, because people will see that. You become a leader in your community because people will see your life. They'll see your family. They'll see how your kids act with other kids. They'll see how you and your wife interact with other couples or individuals. And people will take notice and they will say, oh, wow, that man really has it together. Or that family really has it together. So having your purpose and vision not only opens up your relationship, but it opens up your job, it opens up the community, and it opens up opportunities for you in church, because you know when God is within you, it resonates on the inside of you, then you will be an instrument in the church, either in your home church if he calls you to do ministry, you have your own ministry, you'll be instrumental in that. So understanding the purpose of who you are and your vision, having a clear purpose, having a vision, keeps things in order. It keeps things intact. It keeps your life going without any kind of, you know, worries to a certain extent. I mean, we're gonna have worries, true enough, because that's just who we are. But at the same time, too, though, it can make life a whole lot more understandable. I'm not gonna say it's gonna make it easy, but it'll make it a lot more understanding. So, you know, I just want you to think about that. And ladies, also think about, do you want a man without a purpose? Or do you want a man that you have to take care of, that you have to help guide and lead and whatnot? Because if you have to take on that role and you got a man there, then it's like the roles are reversed. And that's not the way God wanted. You have to look at the end of the day what God has set up and what he had, what his purpose was. And his purpose was for man to be dominion and to rule over the earth. But at the same time, he didn't make it so he ruled over you. You all have to understand that. But again, that's a whole different podcast time right there. But just think about it, though. And fellas, just think about, do you want to get in a relationship? Do you want to get in a job or a career where you don't know what you're doing? It's just like walking outside blindfolded at night. Do you want to go through life like that? And if you do, hey, we need to talk. But I want to say thank you for listening to my podcast today. Please leave me comments, share the podcast for me. Leave me comments, email me. My email address is thepurpose2018@gmail.com. Please email me. You got a comment or anything, let me know what you think. But I appreciate your time. Listen to me. Tell people about it, because I'm trying to get more and more out there. I'm trying to push it out there a whole lot more. So tell people about it and check me out every week. Gonna try to have some stuff that's gonna be inspirational to you all. And if you all want me to talk about something, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to talk about it. And I'm also looking to get people on here. So if you want to get on here, just let me know and everything. So I just want to say thank you all for listening, and have a wonderful day. And always remember, keep God first and keep your head up and keep pushing. Thank you.